Welcome back. Well, the future of small, mostly owned family shops around the country is a concern for many people, particularly those who live in rural Ireland. The Convenience Stores and News Agents Association has confirmed to This Week that approximately 100 local shops close annually in Ireland, with at least three outlets shutting their doors every fortnight. So, what are the issues for shop owners around the country who are in business and want to remain trading? Our reporter Peter O'Connell met with shopkeepers in Clare and County Westmeath.
Hey, Johnny. I suppose if it wasn't for Mum and Dad, I wouldn't actually ever leave the shop.
And that's Flora Crowe. She's the proprietor of two retail outlets in Six Mile Bridge in County Clare.
We have the convenience store here, and then we have a forecourt a couple of miles out the road, and between both sites I think we have the bones of 50 staff. Now that's a huge variety of people, from full-time to part-time. We have teenagers, we have college students, we've work experience, and then obviously the full-time workers as well.
Flora is quite clear in terms of the challenges facing the industry.
We can't escape the cost of wages. We don't know where we're going yet in terms of the sick pay increase, the LPC, the auto enrollment pension, but the fact that they're paused, I know it's unfair, I suppose, on the on employees, but we need a breather, and if we can't afford to pay these wages, there will be no jobs. Last thing I want to do is cut hours. I don't want to cut staff. We have a fantastic workforce. We don't want to lose anyone.
Meanwhile, in West Clare, it's a busy afternoon in Morrissey's in Kilmary MacMahon, which is a local shop, a shop which has been passed down generations of Morrissey's since 1869.
It's great, all right, when you look back on it, to think that it has been there that length of time. It's, you know, we feel proud of the fact, I suppose, in one sense.
And that's Jerry Morrissey, who started running the shop in 1980 and was joined by his wife Patsy in 1984. Similar to Flora Crowe in Six Mile Bridge, the Morrissey's find that costs are ever escalating.
Even the bar of chocolate has gone up so much. And two items, actually, was it last week, butter and bread went up between the two of them, about a euro. I mean, you don't get an extra euro in, really, in your income. So I'd say people are finding it difficult, you know.
Running costs can be high enough as regards electricity and that. But recently we fitted solar panels, which is a big help, cuts down our costs in that respect.
Ciara Orme is the new president of the Convenience Stores and News Agents Association, who, along with her husband Paul, employs 14 people in their store in Delvin, which is in County Westmeath.
We're 19 years here in April.
What are the biggest costs, Sarah?
I suppose electricity was the big one there after COVID and Ukraine and that, and we've become more, had to put in more energy efficiency, like doors on fridges and upgrade ovens and things like that, and that has really helped because we've started to watch the electricity. Waste disposal is another one, so we're really big here on recycling, segregation of waste, and we've really cut our prices there, but that's all time consuming and you have to have somebody really in charge of it. That's Paul's favourite thing, is the recycling.
Another significant but sometimes unseen cost for local shops is retail security. Flora Crowe again.
We're in business 40 years and we've always had a certain level of crime, but I suppose since COVID there's been a marked increase in that crime. I said we've had our own burglaries and I suppose retail theft, and we have a massive increase in shoplifting. We're very fortunate compared to other shops out there, but it's still definitely on the increase since COVID. We're the whole time trying to invest in our security. I know CCTV can only take us so far. We know we've locks in our door, we've grills in our door. Nobody wants it. You know, it's not a good image, but unfortunately that's the way things are gone.
And retail security is definitely an issue that chimes with Ciara Orme in Delvin.
You have to be alert all the time. Sometimes it's the person you don't expect. Drive-offs is another one there with the fuel. Like, that's a huge cost. Like, if someone puts 80 euros of fuel into their car, there's been a lot of excise duty on that. And margin on fuel is very tight at the minute. Like, we could have 3 or 4 cents on a litre. So that 80 euros, nearly full cost, is gone. And the chances of recouping that is very low.
A potential 1,800 euro charge for a tobacco and vaping licence due to come into place next year is also a concern for Sarah. While a concern for many small shop owners is finding a family member willing to succeed them and work what can be very long hours. Jerry Morrissey again.
We are hoping that someone in the family members might take it on, but they haven't really decided yet whether they will or not, but sure, hopefully down the line they might just do that.
And succession is also something that Flora Crowe has been thinking about.
The work is very, very hard, 7 days a week, and there's no escape from it. But I would really hope that one of my kids do take it over, because it's a legacy.
And final word to Patsy Morrissey, who has some key advice on how to last a course in a local shop.
No gossiping. You can be told the stories, but you don't repeat them back.
No gossiping. Peter O'Connell reporting there. Well, that's it from us today. Thanks for listening. And thanks to our team. On sound today was Tommy O'Sullivan. Our broadcast coordinator was Stephen Higgins. The editor of this week is Margaret Curley. Stay tuned for Sunday Sport, which is up next. But for now, from myself, Cian McCormack, and all the team, thanks for listening and have a very good afternoon.